From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Sam Gleaves. No stranger to Red Barn Radio, Sam was born and raised in Southwest Virginia. He performs innovative mountain music with a keen sense of history. Appearing with Sam are Linda Jean Stokely and Deborah Payne. Stay tuned to hear the music and stories. Sam Gleaves, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
My Dixie darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silvery moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream. Way down below the Mason-Dixon line, there's where the honeysuckles are entwined. There's where the southern winds are blowing. There's where the daisy's growing. Girls of the north and gay finery, twirling around in society, singing songs of Dixie darling, where I long to be. My Dixie darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silvery moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
I'd walk the miles to hear you sing like you did in old Mesa Springs. March wind blow my blues away on the sunny side to stay. Go down south where the living's easy. Time moves slow and the cooking's greasy. People might talk, we live freely in our Dixie dream. My Dixie darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silvery moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream. My people, they'll want to meet you. 10 minutes time, they'll want to keep you. Then we can all spend the evening telling tales when they're leaving. I'll sit with you in the old porch swing. Listen to the nightbug sing. The quiet, it says everything in our Dixie dream. My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silvery moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream. My Dixie darling, my Dixie dream.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 465th performance. We are coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Sam Gleaves. Born and raised in Southwest Virginia, this performance is in anticipation to his upcoming CD. Please welcome tonight's guest, Sam Gleaves, and his friends Linda Jean and Debbie Claire.
In its wake you stand, one hand on the guitar strings. I believe I hear the noise of wings. With a voice that runs like rivers all across a barren land, all God's children going to heaven, and you're one among the band. An angel in the ashes is never out of place. Sit down where the bullets fly and sing Amazing Grace. one day when we all wake up, I hope it won't be long. If I hear your sweet, sweet voice, then I'll know I've made it home. When all the roses in the world turned up at your feet, who knew what you had in store? The one-way ticket could have been yours. But the silence needed breaking, and the broken need a song. So you stood up right beside them, landed right where you belong. An angel in the ashes is never out of place. Sit down where the bullets fly and sing Amazing Grace. One day when we all wake up, I hope it won't be long. If I hear your sweet, sweet voice, then I'll know I've made it home. Feel clouds swelling, smell the coming rain. I set my head between my knees. There's a gentle voice that comes to me, and it lingers right beside me, and it trembles just the same. Oh, and something like a song starts to run in through my veins. There's so much wrong, you don't care to say it. Take out your guitar and play it. Do what you came to do, sing the people through. One day when we all wake up, I hope it won't be long. If I hear your sweet, sweet voice, then I'll know I've made it home.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, speaking with Sam Gleaves. Here's Donald.
You are no stranger to the Red Barn stage, and every time it is this bright affair. Tell us a little bit about Sam's travels in the past couple of months.
In January, I went down to Nashville, Tennessee, to record these songs that I've written. I've been working with a woman named Kathy Fink, who I admire tremendously as a musician and as an activist, and as a human being and a mentor. And so she's been very generous in volunteering her time and producing this record. And so that was great. We were in Nashville for a whole week recording in a home studio there. It was real comfortable, real great. And this great cast of people came in to help us out, which was a big thrill. And I signed up to be a member of the American Federation of Musicians Union so I could record with those people. That's been good for me since. Gosh. Coming up, I'll be at the Apple Shop next weekend in Whitesburg, Kentucky for the Seed Time on the Cumberland Festival, which is always a great time. You can look that up online. The Cowan Creek Mountain Music School is coming up later in June in Letcher County also, which I love. It's a great community-led, community-serving music week for Letcher County. In July, I'm going to teach at a workshop called Common Ground on the Hill at McDaniel College in Westminster, Maryland. So that's a few things.
So you're spreading the love a little bit beyond Appalachia. You talk about these support systems. In music, sometimes it's kind of frustrating when you might have a song or an idea, or you really want to get into the studio and you may not have somebody that helps you. And then when you get there, you know, you may lack encouragement. How is the process of when you are making this album and this heartfelt, you know, music, how do you have other people help you get to the end of the road?
Well, all my teachers along the way have been just like family. I got started playing music when I was about 12 in a barber shop in my home county. A fellow named Jim Lloyd, who was also the barber, taught music lessons to a lot of young people there and still does. And he just took me around with him everywhere, to all the fiddler's conventions and every gig he played or wherever, and let me be introduced to this, immersed in this music. He didn't have to do any of that. You know, he was trying to give back what had been given to him by his mentors. I had a similar experience with Sheila K. Adams, a ballad singer from Western North Carolina, who did similar thing for me, right up to recently with Kathy Fink, and a lot of people along the way, Michael and Carrie Klein from West Virginia, too many to name. But the important thing is that they care enough about this music to take time with young people and see that it gets passed on.
If I was a preacher, I'd ask in Jesus' name for God to love all children and no one be ashamed. I'm asking you good preachers to lead your church with grace, for if God had made you different, you could be in my place. In my God's Bible, you can read it all. One who loves another, they have fulfilled the law. And when the hate is spoken, this I know is true. Do unto others as you'd have them do to you. Do unto others as you'd have them do to you. If I was a politician, I would not turn and run. I'd know the rights I'm giving belong to everyone. I'd listen to my people and represent them all. If I was a politician, love would be my law. Consciousness is building to make this country proud. We'll fight for our freedom, I believe I feel it coming now. When the hate is spoken, this I know is true. Do unto others as you'd have them do to you. Oh, do unto others as you'd have them do to you. Oh, do unto others as you'd have them do to you. Unto others as you'd have them do to you.
Good preachers. Two good preachers right over there. Three, oh my gosh, in a row.
You're working with Kathy, who's an activist, and obviously with some of your songs, you really speak what's on your mind or what's on your heart, and
I can't help it. I wish I could.
Well, it's a good thing. In this type of music, do you feel like you have more of a license to be able to kind of say that and support it with great music behind the words, as opposed to if you were kind of in another genre,
yeah,
so to speak?
Well, traditional music has a real lineage of people speaking their mind. I mean, talking about working people's issues, women's issues, African American people's issues. I mean, in America, we have a great history of resistance through music, and in all cultures, you find that. So I'm proud to be part of that lineage. I try to address current issues that I'm passionate about. You know, I can't talk about everything, but I can talk about what matters to me. It just happens organically, I guess. You believe something, you write about it.
I was born here just the same as you. Another time, another day. I'm sure the good Lord took his time
made each of us just this way. I walk beside you step by step, and it never crossed my mind that I would grow up one of the different kind. That didn't stop me from chopping the wood, scraping my knees like all boys should, going down to the creek in the noonday sun, wringing out my shirt when the work got done. First things first, I'm a blue-collar man with scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? I took a job and worked right by you, walked down in that hole beside you. Thought I heard some whisper sound, got found out, word got around. I got made out for something I'm not, called everything but a child of God. Didn't mind to show it out in the parking lot. So I cut my coal with my head hung down, just like a stranger in my own town. Got bitter day by day, went home every night with the mess they made. First things first, I'm a blue-collar man with scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? Tell me I'm not a man enough to set foot in that mine. Go on and tell me that once more, to my face this time. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too?
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Sam Gleaves on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Well, let's talk about who is here with you tonight. We've got Linda Jean with the Stokely.
How are y'all doing?
And then we've got Deborah Payne or Debbie Clear.
Yeah. I put Sam up at my house for a little too long and he got comfortable. Started calling me Debbie Clear.
Support.
Tell us a little bit about playing with Sam and how you all came to Sam's path.
Be careful.
Well, I just love him. I met him about 2 years ago at the at a Red Barn Christmas special, I think 2 years ago. And I walked in with my friends Stephanie Jeter and Montana Hobbs, and we were here to play as the local honeys. And we got in here, and Sam likes to say that he smelt us before he saw us, because we're all very liberally perfumed women. And I think we were talking bad about somebody or something, I think is what he likes to say, but that could never happen. I don't care. But I'm so privileged that he asked me.
Same to you.
I don't know when I first met Sam. We both have played with the Berea College Bluegrass Ensemble. So we played at different times, but that's part of the musical community that we've been a part of. And I think one of my earlier impressions of Sam was how old his soul is for being the age that he is, and can sing songs that no one younger than the age of 80 really has in their list of music that they, you know, some people sing pop songs and Sam sings old ballads because he's an old soul.
You're running wild. How long can this go on? You're leaving me alone and running wild. You're always gone. My love you never share. It's more than I can bear. Stop running wild. You'll settle down someday and find I've gone away. You'll think of what you've done while running wild. I can't go on. You'll have to choose the way. You'll have to go or stay. Stop running wild. Settle down someday and find I've gone away. You'll think of what you've done while running wild. I can't go on. You'll have to choose the way. You'll have to go or stay. Stop running wild. You're running wild.
This is what we tell the engineers. Well, okay, so I can admit that I stole part of this song from an old traditional song called East Virginia Blues, the chorus. And both the melody and the lyrics come from the East Virginia Blues. Sort of like the Stanley Brothers did it. They were from Southwest Virginia. And the rest is my own, I guess. My own mess.
I can place you by the way you talk. You hear the music in your heels. Just like any raised right southern boy, you don't tell everything you feel. I don't need to know much more than that. Long as I've been knowing you, two Virginia boys can fall in love. I reckon that's just what we'll do. In my heart, you are my darling. At my gate, you're welcome in. At my door, I'll always greet you. You're the one I long to win. Love me like you loved that other time that you find in those old songs. And I will love you with a tender line. Hope that I can come along. I'll remember you at close of day. Hope that you will come around. It's a familiar and gentle way you and I can settle down. In my heart, you are my darling. At my gate, you're welcome in. At my door, I'll always greet you. You're the one I long to win.
Those eyes and ears have seen and heard a lot.
More than I'll say.
So you're from Virginia.
So I'm from the southwest part of the state of Virginia, which is real confusing. But I'm from Wythe County, a small town called Wytheville. The Gleaves family has been there since just after the Revolutionary War, so it's a long history there.
I never get that quite right.
Wythe County. Yeah, it's strange. It's spelled with a Y, but we say it like Wythe, like I'm with you.
Yeah,
people from there say Wooful. Woeful or Wytheville or, you know, I mean, there's all kind of dialect.
You're coming here to Kentucky, and obviously something here, I know Berea's got a great environment there for the traditional music, and it's an artisan town. What is special about Kentucky that keeps you rooted here?
I came to Berea College in 2010 to visit the campus and see, I mean, my college application process was a hot mess, big shambles. I was not into that, you know, as a high school senior. So I came to Berea College to visit, and I heard the Berea College Bluegrass Ensemble at a banquet thing. And that's directed by Al White, a dear friend of ours and a real mentor as well. And I heard them, and I was like, oh my God, you know, what's going on? This is a great band, you know, what's happening here? And then someone told me that you could be in that band as a class. You could earn credit for playing in that band, and I thought, I'm going to come to Berea College. You know, that's all I need to know. And that's all I knew. I swear it's all I knew. And I came just for that. And Al called me on the phone, and we talked a little bit about it before I got there, and I went to his office and auditioned. You know, I played with that band for 4 years and went to everywhere from Norris, Tennessee to Yatsugatake Highlands of Japan, West Cork in Ireland, all kinds of places. Had a lot of good fun and good learning from Al White along the way. So that was a big part of what reeled me into Berea. And Al's in-laws, the McLean family band, you know, lots of them are there.
They've had their fingers on every single bluegrass program in the country, actually. So if you want to get a bluegrass education, you have to go through the McLeans.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Berea is a great community that people that care about each other, that care about a lot of the issues that I'm passionate about. Lots of them are here tonight. I mean, what, you can't beat them. Look at them, they're right here. And so I do love living in Kentucky.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Sam Gleaves, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Sam Gleaves after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
One more.
Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with Sam Gleaves.
I've heard the blackbird pipe his note. I've heard the thrush and the linnet too. But there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. And if I could climb that high, high tree, I would rob that wild bird's nest, and I could catch my singing bird, and I'd warm him on my breast. But there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. At my window I will lean, and it seems I hear my singing bird, though a thousand miles between. There's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. And since my singing bird is fled, to the mountains I will go, and there sing out this lonesome song, so that all the world will know. There's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. No, there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you.
Thank you.
Music is this amazing thing. So many different instruments in the world of music. You play several of them. What one instrument, if you play or don't play, fascinates you the most?
They're all pretty fascinating to me. I'm trying to figure them out, and I'm not doing too good a job. But I guess, so guitar was my first instrument. I had trouble reading music because it's math related, you know, and I never was good at math. And so I can barely read music now, but not too much. Anyway, so I got a guitar when I was 12-ish, I guess. I was all wrapped up in Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and all these singers that beat on these acoustic guitars. So I asked for one. We went to an old fella's house and bought a used one. The fiddle fascinates me tremendously. I don't play too much in public, but I really love playing the fiddle, scratching at it a little bit. There's just something about it that makes you want to dance. You know, it's so much like the human voice that a fiddle fascinates me in that way. But I love playing the banjo. I guess I'd call it my main instrument, old-time clawhammer banjo. It can evoke a lot of emotions, too. You know, banjo's not just a rowdy instrument. It gets a bad rap all the time, and, you know, it's hard to tune, and there's a million jokes made out about it, you know, but we won't say any of those here because my banjo is precious to me. This is an old Gibson that was redone by the fella that taught me to play music, Jim Lloyd. He refurbishes old banjos. So this is like 50 or 60-year-old hardware on all new wooden parts. My banjo.
Keeping it old school and new school.
Yeah, trying to. Yeah, trying to keep it working. It's like a car, you know? It's like every time you turn around, something's going on with it. But
you gotta check the oil every once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I thought of a good joke, but I'm not going to say
Lord.
It.
You meant press her up, but you can't take her out, I swear.
I know a joke about a carburetor. I sing in this song sometimes. When you go down on Deep Elm, keep your carburetor clean, because them women on Deep Elm sell you dirty gasoline. That's my only car joke.
It's been a right hard winter. They barely made it through. Granny wrung her worn out hands and wondered what to do. When the company man came calling, saying, old lamps for new. Nothing paved the way ahead like Grandpa's working shoes. Grandpa scratched out a living in the belly of that mine. Gave away the light of day, a dollar at a time. And a poor man has to wonder just what else he can do. Sing while he's lacing up his brand new working shoes. Springtime come, wages just got lower all the time. Everything the children needed, the script just would not buy. So with nothing left to show for it, and the soul's about worn through. Nothing walked the picket line like Grandpa's working shoes. Now the years have hurried by and Grandpa's dead and gone. Granny prayed her strapping sons would hustle underground. Oh, and if the time would ever come, it always come too soon. It's grow up quick, hope you'll fit in Grandpa's working shoes. When the man I love comes home at night with cold dust on his sleeve, and I watch our son come running on little wobbly knees, oh, it's then I start to thinking just what I've got to lose. As I watch my little man try on his daddy's working shoes. As I watch my little man try on his daddy's working shoes.
Thank you.
And tell us about your CD coming out. This is the first one with all original tunes.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Everybody mine. So good.
Yeah. So... we're sending the record off to be mastered, so that means the music is very close to being done. It's called Ain't We Brothers, and it's mostly original material, but some traditional also kind of woven in there. They're just songs about, you know, my home place, what I love, who I love, where I'm from, down home country material, a little folkiness thrown in there too from my other influences, but a lot of musicians I admire a whole lot, mostly Kathy Fink, have been very helpful with that, so... just like we're talking about, you know, takes a village, and I appreciate the support. We did a big crowdfunding project to get it off the ground, which was, I was very surprised and humbled by how much people gave to mm-hmm. help it out.
This is a time of music where everybody is expected to come out with a really top-notch album, regardless if you have a shoestring budget or a Warren Buffett budget. And you have to really have people that support you, have good musicians playing with you, have the ability to be able to get your music out and made, and then the ability, of course, to take it around the world. So everybody that's out there, when you find a project that you really love and support, make sure you buy local music, make sure you support local music. Amen. Anytime you can, because... yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Hooray for local music. people are making this music beautiful, regardless if they're getting paid or not. They want to share it with the world. And once you make something like that, it's out there forever. Just like you make a stick figure on a canvas and, you know, it's sitting in your mom's house for forever. Now you're an artist.
I've danced with the devil and I've seen the light, trading sweet Sunday mornings for Saturday nights. Never thought of myself as a church-going kind, but some Sunday mornings it crosses my mind. But when I look at you asleep in my sheets, I wonder if heaven could ever compete. I would lose sight of everything to make you see. You're just like Jordan to me. When all hope is fleeting and not a friend could be found, on the banks of your river I'll lay myself down. Some people die waiting for what I've got now, and I thank God for it every time you're around. When the blue light of morning is lost in your hair, I leave my eyes open and search for a prayer. Oh, as long as I'm lost in your crystalline stream, you're just like Jordan to me. Of all things I know, in the warmth of your water I'll rock up my soul. On the banks of your river forever I'll stand, with my head tied in white and my knees in the sand. The second I saw you I planted my feet. Nothing this side of heaven could convince me to leave. I would lose sight of everything to make you see. You're just like Jordan to me. You're just like Jordan to me.
If you've just joined us, we're with Sam Bleeves on Red Barn Radio.
So I want to introduce to you my friend Matt Parsons, who is originally from a little town in West Virginia, Aphids, Athens, something like that. But anyway, he goes to school at Berea College now. Are you doing Appalachian Studies? Is that your major?
I am.
He sure is. And he's a fine songwriter. Comes from a family of songwriters, actually. But he's going to sing you all a song that he wrote, and I'm going to try to help him a little bit, stay out of his way. So here's Matt Parsons.
This song right here is about to be about as soon as I get this guitar where I can play it.
You can see how diligent he is. So diligent.
I built a world for me today. First thing I've done for myself since
don't know when I built a world for me today. It's a house on a field in the world, and it holds me all in. I built a world for me today, where no one can blame me or tell me what they think is right. I built a world for me today. It's out amongst the trees, and the breeze keeps me cool through the night. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't need it. Don't promise me castles in France, 'cause I won't believe it. My kingdom is here in the wild, my hands like to make. I built a world for me today, where I take whatever I take the notion to take. I built a world for me today. I made a barn and a swing in the yard and a bunch of new friends. I built a world just for me today. You're welcome for free, but your money can't pay your way in. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't need it. Don't promise me castles and friends, 'cause I won't believe it. My kingdom is here in the wild, built a world that's only for me. I built a world for me today, so I can have something that's real, I can feel and believe in. I built a world for me today. It's a place in the space of my mind, and it's no kind for leaving. So don't build me a home in Montana, 'cause I don't need it. Don't promise me castles and friends, 'cause I won't. Kingdom is here in the wild, with the heart of a wandering child. Today I built a world that's only for me. Yeah, today I built a world that's that's only for me.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Here's an old country song that was done by one of my sheroes, Rose Maddox, of the Maddox Brothers and Rose. What do you know about them?
That I love them.
Yeah, I love them too. That's mostly all I know. But
she was born in like the Dust Bowl era, and I can't remember exactly where she's from right now, but she was one of the first women on the Opry along with Gene Shepherd, and she was just a fantastic band leader. She played the bass, and she played the fiddle, and she sang, and she used to come out there in those cowgirl outfits with her fringe and cowgirl hats, and she's one of my favorites. She's got some real good songs. I guess she moved to California like most of those folks to get work and survive, and her whole family, her gigantic family, all of her brothers played music with her, and they were her band.
They are, and this is one they Rose did called I'm Happy Every Day I Live. Our theme song. I got the world by the tail and a rainbow around my shoulder, and I'm happy every day I live. I work 8 hours, draw my pay, try to do some good each day, and I'm happy every day I live. My house is just a rambling shack with a little low-down house out back, but I'm happy every day I live. No whiskey from the old brown jug, but coffee from a broken mug, 'cause I'm happy every day I live. I got the world by the tail and a rainbow around my shoulder, and I'm happy every day I live. I work 8 hours, draw my pay, try to do some good each day, and I'm happy every day I live. Let's play it. No high-speed cars, no aeroplanes, all I can boast is my good name, but I'm happy every day I live. No diamond rings, no watch and chain, I even know my face is plain, but I'm happy every day I live. I got the world by the tail and a rainbow around my shoulder, and I'm happy every day I live. Work 8 hours to draw my pay, try to do some good each day, and I'm happy every day I live. My kids and I live all alone, and we eat the meat and we gnaw the bone, but we're happy every day we live. Some folks, they wonder why they're here, but I hope I live 1,000 years, 'cause I'm happy every day I live. I got the world by the tail and a rainbow around my shoulder, and I'm happy every day I live. I work 8 hours, draw my pay, try to do some good each day, and I'm happy every day I live. Yes, I'm happy every day I live.
Yeah!
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our guests, Sam Gleaves, Linda Jean Stokely, and Deborah Payne, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. Also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for Sam Gleaves.
Our friend Stephanie Jeter, the good doctor who lives here in Lexington but hails from East Tennessee originally. She's going to play the bass and sing a little bit.
the old railroad, far as I can see. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. If I had no horse to ride, I'd be found a crawling up and down this rocky road, searching for my darling. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. Now I won't have no widder man, and neither will my cousin. You can get such stuff as that for 15 cents a dozen. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. Play them. Some will come on Saturday night, some will come on Sunday. If you give them half a chance, they'll be back on Monday. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. Coffee grows on the white oak tree, sugar runs in brandy. Boys as pure as a lump of gold, girls as sweet as candy. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. Now if I had needle and thread, fine as I could sew, I'd sew that chain to my side, down this creek I'd go. Swing and turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee. Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Linda Jean Stokely, Deborah Payne, and Sam Gleaves for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio would like to thank High on Art and Coffee in the Woodland Triangle for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Wake up to the vision with High on Art and Coffee. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.